This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The flooding in Louisiana last month displaced over 120,000 people from their homes. Many ended up crashing with family or friends, not in shelters. But relief organizations still directed supplies and donations to the shelters. Now a group called Together Baton Rouge has a different way to get people what they need, when they need it, and help disaster relief keep up with the times. Reporter Nina Feldman has this report.
Patty Clement lost her house, her car.
The whole house is totally gutted. All of my belongings are right outside on the curb.
The water in Clement's subdivision rose so fast, she didn't have time to take much with her. She's staying with her brother now.
Never seen water like this.
Clement still needs help. Broderick Baggert is the lead organizer for Together Baton Rouge. He says the systems we use after disasters are old-fashioned. We rely on armies of volunteers to sort donations in warehouses and fleets of trucks to deliver them.
I mean, it is insane that we do that.
Together Baton Rouge is an advocacy network made of mostly religious groups. It doesn't have disaster relief experience, but it has a big database.
Hi, this is Ed Allens with Together Baton Rouge. You are returning my call?
It used that database to find out what people needed after the floods.
Okay.
Then phone bankers would order it for them online.
You're going to need some more help?
But even that was too slow. Flood victims weren't staying put, and volunteers were making awkward decisions for people.
Somebody says they need men's pants size 34. Well, what pants?
So they started sending people Amazon gift cards. Baggert says he'd rather support local businesses, but in times of crisis, we should use the systems we have, designed to get people what they need fast. Patty Clement used her card on things she wouldn't have found in a donation box.
I had skin cancer about a year ago, and I was using a special sunscreen, so I used the gift card to cover that.
Plus, she says, shopping for herself gave her a sense of control.
After having strangers take every single belonging out of my home, this gift card allowed me to prioritize items that I really needed to get back to basic daily living.
In Baton Rouge, I'm Nina Feldman for Marketplace.